CAL FIRE Humboldt Del Norte Unit and CAL FIRE Mendocino Unit announced that the burn permit suspensions that were set in place back in June have been lifted. A burn permit is a document that gives the holder permission to have an open fire for purposes such as clearing debris and hazard reduction burning. The suspension was put in place due to fire season, but with increased rain and overall current weather conditions, the suspension has been lifted. KMUN News spoke to Jeremy Ward, battalion chief with the CAL FIRE Humboldt Del Norte unit, for more information about the burn permit suspension being lifted.
Based on the current weather conditions here locally, as well as in the region, along with fire activity, it has allowed us to get to a point where we can lift that burn suspension and allow people to start burning their piles. We do require that folks follow all those permit terms so that they are being able to burn safely and not threaten the escape of fire or, you know, potentially causing damage to neighboring properties, because sometimes that does happen when folks don't burn as they're supposed to.
Burn permits outline the rules and regulations people must follow when conducting burns. Some of these rules include conducting burns in a manner that would prevent smoke from creating a smoke nuisance, maximum pile size being only 4 feet in diameter, keeping water supply close to the burn site, adult attendance of the fire, including more. It also advises when and where these can be conducted. Ward elaborates more on the standards for burn permits.
So the burn permits are for a few reasons. First, air quality requires a permit all times of the year when folks are burning. That is more geared towards their concerns are, you know, air quality. But CAL FIRE, we require a burn permit each year in this unit, beginning May 1st. That requirement will continue until sometime early summer when we have to suspend burning due to the fire danger. And then later in the year, like today, once we've got some sufficient weather and a decrease in fire activity, then we can allow that burning to happen again. But we're still going to require a burn permit. And the reason for that burn permit is for a couple of things. One, it lets us know where the folks are trying to burn, and if necessary, it helps us provide some additional direction on what needs to be done so that the public can burn safely. And two, there's a set of standards that's in that burn permit that gives people the guidance as far as what actions they need to do so that they're making sure that their fires stay within control. And I can tell you from my experience, working in fire prevention for about 10 years now, is that escape debris fires are preventable, and they are almost always a result of one of several factors. And that is people are not staying in attendance to their burn, people who do not have clearance around their burn, or folks who burn when it's windy or when the wind picks up later on after they started burning. So those are the fires that we see escape. And sometimes people, you know, they do not follow those permits, and there's times where they're able to get away with it and don't have an escape. But it's only a matter of time until the conditions are just right so that it's not favorable, and that's how fires get away.
There are multiple different types of burn permits available: residential, general and broadcast, and campfire permits. Steps that burn permit holders must follow include calling CAL FIRE and making the required notifications as set by their permit. This informs CAL FIRE that the fire is not unwanted so that they don't have to send unneeded resources to the scene. Second, permit havers must verify that they are within a state responsibility area, as CAL FIRE permits are only valid for SRA residents or where CAL FIRE has jurisdiction. Lastly, double-check if the permit is usable or needs to be renewed. Ward explains more of the requirements as well as tips for conducting a burn.
First, make sure that they're calling to make sure it is a permissive burn day. The next step would be to make sure that they call and make the required notifications that are on their permit. That prevents us from having to send resources out unnecessarily when we know that there's a burn pile that's supposed to be occurring somewhere. Because otherwise, if we don't know that, you know, we suspect it's some sort of unwanted fire and we have to send a full resource response, which requires a lot of equipment depending on the time of day and the location and the weather. And we want to try and eliminate that. So that is a requirement of the permit, is to make those proper notifications. And then again, like I said, make sure that folks are following all those terms of their permit. Make sure they're staying in attendance, don't burn when it's windy, and have some clearance around your pile. And if folks would do that, then we'd have a lot less escape debris burns.
To apply for a burn permit and to learn more, the website is burnpermit.fire.ca.gov. This is Nat Cardos reporting for KMUN News.